Listening, Unit 2, page 28d.
You will hear five short extracts in which different people talk about doing without their mobile phones. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what reason each speaker gives for doing without their mobile phone. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker missed most about their mobile phone. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
It happened because my mother changed the sheets and, as she told me later, she heard a banging sound in the washing machine. She stopped the program because she was curious about the noise and, of course, there was my phone. It had obviously got left on my bed, so it was my fault, really. We tried everything to dry it out, putting it in a bowl of rice overnight, you know, as they suggest you should do, but the water had already done too much damage and the phone never worked properly again. It was an old one, so it didn't matter too much, but it was annoying that I couldn't retrieve one or two things. Some of the first photos I took of my friends are gone forever. It took me a few days to catch up on my social media updates when I finally got a new phone set up. Some of my friends thought I'd disappeared.
Speaker 2.
I was late for work and in a bit of a rush. When I got to work, I realised I didn't have my phone and thought I'd probably left it charging at home. But when I got home that evening, it wasn't there. Then I called the taxi firm because I'd taken a cab to work that morning, but they said nothing had been handed in. To this day, I don't know what happened to it, whether I lost it or someone stole it. It was almost new and quite an expensive model. Luckily, I was able to erase it remotely, and then I knew that my personal information was safe. There are a lot of contacts on there that I wasn't able to recover, and I had to start again with a new device the next day. I'm going to be a whole lot more careful with my mobile in future.
Speaker 3.
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it, that technology will let you down. For me, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. I was on a business trip and my mobile suddenly just froze. I tried everything you're supposed to do. I tried taking out the battery and putting it in again, turning it off and turning it on again, and fiddling with the various cards, but nothing worked. It was really a disaster because it meant that I could only contact people using my laptop. So I was a bit lost for a day or two, not being able to call people. I had to wait till I was back home to get it fixed by a specialist. And those 2 days without it made me realise how much I rely on it.
Speaker 4.
I wanted to be offline for a few days. I hate the idea that people expect me to be available at all times. So, to relax properly on my fishing trip, I turned off my phone because I didn't want any interruptions. I don't think anything is so important that it can't wait 48 hours, and I knew if something was really urgent, my family would alert my companion. Of course, I forgot that having turned off my phone, the alarm wouldn't ring, and I didn't get up at the crack of dawn as I was planning. But apart from that, yes, I can recommend turning your phone off from time to time to really recharge your own batteries.
Speaker 5.
I panicked a bit when it happened. It just fell out of my hand and onto the kitchen floor. I immediately knew it was broken. The screen was smashed to pieces. I was so cross with myself. That thing was my constant companion. My whole life was stored in there, from work to games to correspondence, videos and photos, everything. Thank goodness I had saved the important stuff to the cloud, as they call it. I had to replace it, of course, but for the short time I was without it, I felt lost and disconnected from the world. Terrible, isn't it, that we should be so reliant on these devices?
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
It happened because my mother changed the sheets and, as she told me later, she heard a banging sound in the washing machine. She stopped the program because she was curious about the noise and, of course, there was my phone. It had obviously got left on my bed, so it was my fault, really. We tried everything to dry it out, putting it in a bowl of rice overnight, you know, as they suggest you should do, but the water had already done too much damage, and the phone never worked properly again. It was an old one, so it didn't matter too much, but it was annoying that I couldn't retrieve one or two things. Some of the first photos I took of my friends are gone forever. It took me a few days to catch up on my social media updates when I finally got a new phone set up. Some of my friends thought I'd disappeared.
Speaker 2.
I was late for work and in a bit of a rush. When I got to work, I realised I didn't have my phone and thought I'd probably left it charging at home. But when I got home that evening, it wasn't there. Then I called the taxi firm because I'd taken a cab to work that morning, but they said nothing had been handed in. To this day, I don't know what happened to it, whether I lost it or someone stole it. It was almost new and quite an expensive model. Luckily, I was able to erase it remotely, and then I knew that my personal information was safe. There are a lot of contacts on there that I wasn't able to recover, and I had to start again with a new device the next day. I'm going to be a whole lot more careful with my mobile in future.
Speaker 3.
Well, it's inevitable, isn't it, that technology will let you down? For me, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. I was on a business trip and my mobile suddenly just froze. I tried everything you're supposed to do. I tried taking out the battery and putting it in again, turning it off and turning it on again, and fiddling with the various cards, but nothing worked. It was really a disaster, because it meant that I could only contact people using my laptop, so I was a bit lost for a day or two, not being able to call people. I had to wait till I was back home to get it fixed by a specialist, and those 2 days without it made me realise how much I rely on it.
Speaker 4.
I wanted to be offline for a few days. I hate the idea that people expect me to be available at all times. So, to relax properly on my fishing trip, I turned off my phone because I didn't want any interruptions. I don't think anything is so important that it can't wait 48 hours, and I knew if something was really urgent, my family would alert my companion. Of course, I forgot that having turned off my phone, the alarm wouldn't ring, and I didn't get up at the crack of dawn as I was planning. But apart from that, yes, I can recommend turning your phone off from time to time to really recharge your own batteries.
Speaker 5.
I panicked a bit when it happened. It just fell out of my hand and onto the kitchen floor. I immediately knew it was broken. The screen was smashed to pieces. I was so cross with myself. That thing was my constant companion. My whole life was stored in there, from work to games to correspondence, videos and photos, everything. Thank goodness I had saved the important stuff to the cloud, as they call it. I had to replace it, of course, but for the short time I was without it, I felt lost and disconnected from the world. Terrible, isn't it, that we should be so reliant on these devices?